Thank you very much, Madam Moderator. I just had two questions. But first of all, let me thank the distinguished panelists, excellencies, this afternoon for the very comprehensive presentations that they've made and for sharing their views on this important topical issue of the WTO reforms. It is certainly one that we are watching with very keen interest. I just wanted to ask a question to the to Mr. O'Neill regarding the rationale behind the reform. From what I read in the article introducing that paper, that the rationale behind the proposal, the Canadian proposal, was the recognition that the benefits of the liberalized multilateral trading system is not benefiting everyone. It's not being shared equally amongst all parties. So I just wanted to ask, who are the parties that are benefiting more and who are the parties that are not benefiting more? Because the Pacific and the developing countries, ever since the Doha Round was launched, have always been pushing for the development dimension of the DDA. The second D of the DDA, the development dimension, has always been a central issue to the developing countries, including, of course, the Pacific WTO members, along with the ACP, that have been trying to push for the development dimension across all of the DDA issues. And it remains a central issue for us. So, and we haven't been able to push or to address those proposals that were put forward by the G90, which includes the ACP, which were to address this issue of development. And this seeming imbalance, because we've always drawn attention, ever since the Doha Round was launched, in paragraph 44, we've always drawn attention to the asymmetries in the existing WTO rules. So now these new proposals of the reform are now being put forward on the rationale that the rules are not benefiting everyone. It's not being shared equally. So we are just trying to reconcile these two different views and how we see it, how you see it, who's benefiting more from which. And the second point relates to this question of S&D. And I think it's a very difficult issue. I know it's a very contentious issue. And most times it's been explained to us. You know, you have S&D in the form of transitional periods, in the form of small commitments, smaller tariff cuts, and so forth. But I think what would be really helpful, apart from the technical assistance and capacity building, is the policy space. Because we are at different levels of development. We cannot foresee what the future holds for us, in exactly the same way that you are saying that 2018 is different from 2011. And we would like to move to that tangent of developing ourselves. We cannot foresee what new set of measures our governments would like to put forward to develop our economies. So this importance of policy space is always overlooked in the discussion of the S&D, but it's a very central issue in what developing countries are looking at when they talk about development, not simply about transition periods and capacity. Thank you, Chair. And, you know, what would be your views, the panel's views on that? Thank you.